and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Hockstros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros, your team every day. Brett, where can they find you on Twitter?
You can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and at Strohs411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always Strohs.
And you know where you can find Jeff Luhnow on TV doing his 37-minute interview, even though the edited one that we saw on Channel 2 was only 20 minutes, but there's the full edition on Channel 2's website. And it was actually pretty interesting. Nothing surprised me. I know that from the beginning, Jeff Luhnow has said that he didn't know about it. And so we'll talk about a little bit about what this interview said. But don't forget that you can get Locked On the Astros on the podcast app Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. And when you get in your car, tell your smart device played podcast Locked On Astros. Today's episode is brought to you by rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Okay, so what was the biggest takeaway for you during this interview?
That he claims to have known nothing about this at all outside of a conversation he had in passing with a Major League Baseball staffer in 2018, that there may be some violations that he was not aware, that he asked Hinch. I believe he said he asked Hinch and people if they knew of anything going on, and apparently
I think
they
that was
denied
in 2018.
Anything.
I think because from what he said, he kind of confirmed that this did happen during the 2018 season. And he said that MLB reached out to him and said that they believe that they're cheating or there's something going on there. That's when he started asking around. And that's when he said that he was trying to get to the bottom of this. But by that time, it's probably already happened for a whole year. And he said that it was completely led by the players and one coach. And I'm guessing the coach was Alex Cora. And it just seems like there's a lot of, it wasn't me, I didn't do it. And he even has a whole binder full of like emails, text messages, Slack messages, everything to kind of prove that he didn't know. And apparently he was told by a MLB staffer that that Rob Manfred actually delayed the announcement of the punishment for the Astros because they're trying to get some more dirt about Jeff Luhnow. Because baseball, when I say baseball, I mean the Dodgers, Red Sox, Yankees, everybody, they wanted heads to roll. And Jeff Luhnow said that even early, he knew that the players were not going to be punished because the players, like we've talked about several times, they basically were told, hey, if you come and tell us what happened, you won't get punished. And then
apparently nobody named him. And that was a big part of his claim is nobody named me as someone knowing. At least 12 people that were involved in this thing never named me once. And I mean, the guy, I really don't think if he didn't have proof that he would say, hey, I have this binder. And so I believe him on his face when he says he didn't know. It's hard for me to accept that the GM didn't know about this if it right. went on as long as it went on. But
yeah,
Brett,
here's his quote about that. He said, I understand that if I were a fan and I heard about the scandal, I would assume that the GM might have known. So I get that. And let me start off by saying, I wish I knew, because if I knew, this thing would never have gotten to where it got to. So basically he said he would have squashed a bug early in the process if somebody had asked him permission. And he said, I wish that they would have come up and asked permission, but he said that he didn't know. And I think I remember him saying something about maybe the coaches probably knew something.
Was it the New York Times or Wall Street Journal that broke the story about the code breaker? Who was that?
Yeah, I think it was
it the Journal?
Yeah. Yeah. New York newspaper or whatever.
So basically, if I remember correctly, because he mentioned the word dark arts of sign stealing, he mentioned code breaker, he mentioned those things. And I remember when they mentioned those things in these articles that they basically said Jeff Luhnow was the master. So here's my question. Does he have a case, a defamation lawsuit? Because if people are out there naming him falsely and accusing him falsely and basically hindering him from getting employment, because it's a pretty big thing. I mean, he did say, look, you're attacking my integrity. And before Locked On listeners freak out and jump out of their skin because they think I'm now this Jeff Luhnow apologist, I mean, all I have to do is go off what he says. I haven't seen any evidence. I don't have any inside information. I don't know anybody that knows anybody. But on its face, it appears that everything he's saying seems to be true. Now, here's the rule, though. When you're in leadership, it's always your fault. That's right. A famous line from a Bugs Life movie from Pixar. And that is why I think he took the fall. And that is why he was, whether or not he was scapegoated or not, that's why they did what they did, because he was in leadership and it happened on his watch. So we're kind of back to that. To me, Eric, it seems like a circular argument. What Astros fans need to let us know, and I asked them in a poll, and real quickly, they said the leading answer was they believe that he was telling, that he was lying, but he was telling some truth. So I think people are mixed on what they think he's actually, they think he's telling the truth, but they think he's hiding something as well. And of course, we'll never know. We may know 20 years down the road when there's a 30 for 30 on this, right? But right now, all we have to go on is what he says, what he has as evidence. And at the end of the day, it just makes the players look really bad. But Eric, speak to this. He talked about he still keeps in contact with the players. So is he really throwing them under the bus? I don't really think he is. What do you think?
Well, I know that he said that he actually keeps in touch with a lot of the players. And he said that keeps in touch with AJ Hinch. And he said he found out right after this who his real friends were in the organization, because a lot of people supported him, reached out to him afterwards. So, and I think the fact that the players didn't name him can lead some credibility towards that. But what all Rob Manfred had was two emails. One of them was a 1,500-word email that has a lot of picture of George Springer and Derek Fisher batting. And then they mentioned the word, decoder or something like this. And
code breaker
and stuff like that. So basically that's all Rob Manfred had to say. Well, he saw this email. We saw that he acknowledged it and he even replied to this. Oh, good work here. And so, but Luhnow says that, well, I was responding to a lot of emails. It took me an hour and a half to do it. And this was my last one. It was 1,500 words. And I was like, I'm not going to read all this. So he just skimmed it and saw the pictures. And you know what happens when you see a picture book. You basically, that's why kids' books, they have nothing but pictures. They have a few words, but your mind just goes right towards the pictures and then you kind of lose track of what the words are saying. And so that's probably what happened here. But I'm not saying that he should have known. I think that he probably should have known. And if you go back and ask him, I think that he'll say, I probably should have known something was going on because I was not on the field, but I was at every game and I should have known something. But he said they didn't have any shred of evidence about that. He said, I never typed the word sign stealing. I never typed the word decoder. I never communicated or spoke to anybody about any of these things. It just happened. The absence of any facts regarding me speaks very loudly. I mean, they went through years and years of emails and texts and voicemails and messages and documents. And there's nothing in there that suggests I knew. And if I were involved, there would be something somewhere. And it just didn't exist. So speaking of which, what if you needed an auto part that didn't exist at the local auto part store or something? Where would be a good place that they can go to?
They can go to rockauto.com. Why? Because it's been owned by a family for 20 years and they've been doing online business that entire time. They basically are the leader in auto parts. I mean, they have pretty much everything you need, not only what you need, the make, the model, the year, but they also have it at the price you need. They're not going to upcharge you like the chain stores do. Like they may give Joe Mechanic down the road at discount where they give you, they charge you up 10, 15%. Well, you could save 15, 30, 50, sometimes 100% what you would pay in a regular chain store. So I need you to go to rockauto.com. I need you to look at their easily navigable website and just type in your make and model. Type in a part that you've been wanting. Maybe you want to get that glass pack. Maybe you want to get a lift kit for your truck. I don't know what it is, but they've got it. It is a great website. They have reliably low prices, a reliably searchable search engine. And when you go to rockauto.com and you order that part from them, in the "Where did you hear about us" box, I want you to put "Locked On MLB" and let them know that we sent you. Rockauto.com, reliably low prices, reliably, and most importantly, the best place to get auto parts at rockauto.com.
Yeah, so after this interview, I don't think that Jeff Luhnow could be invited to any Astros Christmas parties, but a lot of these players are not really in an organization anymore. Some of them still are. Some of them may be the ones that are reaching out to him and supporting him. But before we talk about the Brandon Taubman episode, because that was a big section of it.
Yeah.
Were you surprised? I know that the reporter was super surprised that he had all this Astros merchandise out there. I don't see why she was surprised. I mean, he did.
Right. Well, and this is why I think she said that, because of the way that the Astros basically let him go, the way they fired him. So she thought, well, gosh, this guy must hate the organization. And so she walks in and there's all this Astro memorabilia. Here's the thing. So if he's being truthful and he's being honest, then he doesn't have any reason to be upset at the players or at what went on, other than the way things were handled. And if he truly didn't know anything and he felt like he was fired unjustly, I really believe that his hard feelings are probably pointed at a few people in the organization, the ownership and people like that. And the fact that he wasn't named means that the players didn't throw him under the bus. You notice he mentioned several Astros players, but he mentioned them and how much he loved them. He mentioned them and how much they meant to the organization. You know, he talked about how important 2017 was. He did say that he believes that this did have some positive effect on them getting to the World Series. He acknowledged that. I thought that was odd that he came out and said that aspect of it, but he said it wasn't right. He said it wasn't right. He said, we hate it, because it's the only title we've ever gotten. And so now it's basically kind of tainted. That's what everybody's been saying. But Eric, at the end of the day, I don't know. Like, I thought I would be more upset at Jeff Luhnow after this interview. I assumed he was going to throw everybody under the bus and he was going to be like, I'm the man. But he did say, I didn't do it. He did deflect. And so to me, well, because of the nature of what happened, because of the investigation, and obviously they didn't find anything with him connected to it, it's still very hard to fathom that as a GM of a ball club, someone who is so meticulous, someone who is so good at what they do in rebuilding this club and creating a winner, that he didn't know something at some point. And who knows? And here's the deal, being fully objective, not for or against Luhnow, he may have seen the evidence and said, okay, season's over, I've seen the evidence, there's nothing condemning me or nothing that really can prove to point to me. So if he does know in the back of his mind that he did it, he doesn't have to come out and say it, because it can't be proven. You're innocent till proven guilty. You're not guilty till proven innocent. But we know most of the baseball world, most of the baseball fans are willing to crucify you before they even see what the violation is or if you were involved.
I know that he kind of, he didn't throw him under the bus, but he said that, well, if I was supposed to know, because I was up mostly in his booth up there, then Jeff Bagwell should have known. Craig Biggio should have known. These people should have heard it as well, but nobody did. And this was because it was coming from the Astros dugout. You can only hear it on the field. And so that was issue, even though I do remember faintly hearing it a few times on the broadcast. But I know that on 790 earlier today, they're talking about who was for it, who was against it. It doesn't matter. It shouldn't have happened. It doesn't matter who did it. But I don't think it really affected everything as much as people make it out to be. Yes, of course, you're going to have the trash can episode, all that stuff, but it's just crazy. But I think that a lot of it goes back to the what they labeled as the toxic culture of the front office. And I know that I know a lot of people don't like some of his opinions, but we had Jeremy Booth on several times on Talking Stros, and he came on Locked On Astros podcast a few times, but he would always say that, oh, I'm hearing that this is happening, and I'm hearing that people around baseball don't like Jeff Luhnow. And a lot of people, especially we saw what happened with the Chris Correa guy too. So I think everything kind of gets pointed back towards Jeff Luhnow, especially what happened to Brandon Taubman. This was his assistant GM. This was something that he was the president of baseball operations. And after the episode that happened after the Astros won the ALCS and what Taubman said to the female reporter, we all know who she is, but that doesn't matter. But they're trying to clean it up. And so I know that Luhnow said that he typically doesn't write all the statements, that even his quotes are typically not his quotes. Somebody else writes them, but he does approve them. And so he did say that he did see that the cleanup press release that they did. And so he said, I was so disappointed that happened. That should have never happened, first of all. But I was more disappointed in how the Astros reacted to that. The night that the organization found out that this was going to be a story, there are several people actively conversing about what to do about it. Now, you probably know this as a reporter, but as general manager, I don't write the press releases. I see them before they go out, if they have to do with baseball operations, and I approve a quote if it's supposedly my words. But even my quotes are written by someone else sometimes. This particular response was crafted, edited, and written by persons that run the legal operation for the Astros, and the person that runs the marketing and PR for the Astros. Those two wrote it, edited it, and sent it out. Now, they did syndicate it. When I say syndicate it, there were two other people copied on the email traffic that evening. So basically, he's saying that he did see it. And so that's why he was basically asked, hey, can you fall on the sword for us? Because we don't want this to come back on us. Can you just go ahead and just do that? And Jeff Luhnow did. And he said that he doesn't know why he did it, but he said, I did see that message before it went out. And it was a terrible response to the whole situation. But I don't know what else he could have done. It sounded like people were trying to push him to do that anyway. So any thoughts about the Taubman episode?
Yeah, the fact that he said that he got a text message, I believe, afterwards, or a phone call for someone, one of these two people, telling him, thank you for taking one for the team, I thought was eye-opening. Now, I know people are going to believe him or not believe him. Let me tell you what I think personally. I believe what he's telling us. I believe him about this Taubman thing. I watch for emotion and body language. I watch the AJ Hinch interview, emotion and body language. And unless he is just a skilled con man and he's just able to like really manipulate what you think of him when he's speaking, I know he's a very smart guy, and I know he was kind of a sinister type of character in the MLB world. You know, people thought he was always trying to he was trying to snake players from teams and all the whole Yordan Alvarez thing. And just, there was this kind of mantra he had, cause he would tweet out things like with the Death Star on it. So I think he kind of created this persona. And now that the persona is being projected on him, he's like, whoa, hold on. Like, I didn't do this stuff. Like, I didn't say that. Like, those weren't my words. I mean, Eric, I believe him. I mean, maybe I'm too easily trusting him on this. Maybe I'm not looking at it with a stern enough eye, but it's not because I'm a homer. It's not because I love the Astros. I mean, he's not even part of the Astros organization anymore, but I have to believe what he says, because that was a brutal, that was a terrible fumbling, a terrible handling, that entire situation. That should have never happened. And that guy got what he deserved, because especially in this day and this time in the environment that we have, people aren't looking for things that people say. And even if you're joking around, you're doing it publicly, you're doing it braggingly, you're basically throwing it in the face of a female when you know the past of Osuna and all the stuff that came with him being signed here and all the crap they took for that. That is unacceptable. And for him to get thrown out there and to watch his emotion when he's talking about this, I'm not saying I feel sorry for him, but I kind of do feel sorry for him. Again, he's a leader. It falls on his shoulders. If it were me and I were the GM, you know, I mean, you have to take the fall. You're in right. that position. And he did take one for the team, and they crapped on him after he took one for the team. And so I think he probably feels betrayed, and he didn't go into great detail about how it's affected him. But dude, I can't imagine what he's gone through mentally since all this stuff went down. You can tell it's affected him personally when he talked about never being fired, working since he was 16. This is what we have to realize, Astros Nation. He is a human being. This is a game. Real life happens. You got to put yourself in his shoes. And I'm not saying you have to think like me, but before you go out crucifying him for what he did or didn't do, put yourself in his shoes. Put yourself in knowing the things he knew or didn't know. And then put all the weight of the world on you. I mean, people treat this thing, Eric, like we murdered an island of 100 people. I mean, really. I mean, I'm sorry. This is a game. And at the end of the day, cheating and sign stealing and all this stuff has gone on for years and years and years. And it doesn't okay it. It's still wrong. But I am so tired, and I can't wait to get past this. And we probably won't for years. But I'm so tired of this being all the Astros and all Jeff Luhnow and all this. It's not just us. And let the fans be reminded of this. Major League Baseball talked about the concerns of a league-wide scandal. League-wide. Not just right. the Astros. League freaking wide. So if you think your backyard, if you're going to criticize and say my backyard's dirty, you better make sure your backyard is clean. Because a second something comes out about any other ball club, I'm going to be on it like white on rice. I tell you that right now. H-Town Wheelhouse, right here, mark my words, I will be all over it. I'll be all up in your crawl over it.
So once this, I think the local media got it. A lot of people across baseball did not know that this was happening today. But I think that once this kind of hits the airwaves, I know the Asterisk tour guy already kind of threw it out there. But Jeff Luhnow said that he's looking at for a new job, and he threw out the NFL, the NBA, and he said maybe hockey. He didn't really grow up around hockey, but he's just trying to get back out there. I don't think baseball's going to give him another chance.
No, he'll get hired somewhere, dude. I mean, the guy, you can't deny. Yeah, you can't deny what he built with the Cardinals and then with the Astros. You can't deny that. And let me tell you, that Brandon dude, that Asterix tour guy, let's vow to never say his name again on this show. That guy's doing this for a book ploy. He freaking got bots to follow him. He's a complete loser. That guy doesn't even deserve to have a Twitter at all. I'm sorry. I can't do that guy. No, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah. So Jeff Luhnow's big thing is the analytics and how to use it to build a better team. He could definitely use that. We saw Daryl Morey try to do that with the Rockets, and technically there's two openings. The Texans need a GM, and then the Astros need a GM. I mean, sorry, the Rockets need a GM. So,
I don't think he'll stay in Houston.
Probably not. That would be cool to see him go to the Texans, though, to have an actual GM, even though he probably – we'll see how much he knows about football. But, yeah, this is suck. It sucks. It's like being a teacher and you lose your teaching certificate. You can't really do what you want to do, and so you can't teach anymore. So I guess that's what Jeff Luhnow is kind of going through at this point. So, overall, I think that he was very – I mean, we could talk about this, but I think at the end of the day, he just wanted to come out and say, look, I know I'm getting I'm the scapegoat for this. I know AJ Hinch was a scapegoat as well, but I literally did not know about this. I heard about this in 2018. I kept on telling him, hey, make sure you're not doing this. Make sure you're doing this. But at the end of the day, it just, unfortunately, it happened under his watch. It happened while he was the president of baseball operations, and he took the fall for it, and baseball would not have done anything else. I think that Manfred probably said, look, okay, we're going to suspend them, but here's what we want you to do, Jim Crane. We want you to go ahead and just fire them. And that way it's sending a message that this cannot be tolerated in the future. And we saw what happened with the Red Sox scandal, or lack of a scandal, this offseason as well, where Alex Cora did lose his job. But I think that was more based off what happened with the Astros. And then Carlos Beltran, who's supposed to be the Mets manager, lost his job as well. So this, what happened in 2017, and Jeff Luhnow said, basically made a plea to Astros fans. Don't let them take that away from you. The Astros won that, especially everything they went through with Harvey and everything. They won that fair and square. They may have gotten some benefits from the trash can, but they went out there and beat the Red Sox. They went out there and beat the Yankees. They went out there and beat the Dodgers to win the World Series. So that's what he's saying. I don't know how much I don't know. I don't know who's right or wrong here. I don't know. I just know that he really believes that he didn't know anything, and he's trying to just make a plea out there and say, let me back in.
And here is the problem in that. And that said earlier that I believe him is we have had past either celebrities or athletes and baseball players actually come out and be really like stern, and I didn't do this, and I'm not guilty. Misremembering, or I never did it, never. Rafael Palmeiro. And I'm not saying this rises to the level of those lying about the steroid scandal, but as fans, and here's the thing, and I don't even know if Jeff Luhnow will ever listen to this show, but here's, and I think he probably understands this, maybe I'm preaching to the choir, but no matter what he says in the public sphere, no matter what comes out evidence for or against him, people are going to believe what they want to believe. Right. You could have a mound of evidence and you could be innocent as the day is long. And at the end of the day, if those opposing fans are convinced that there's nothing that could have been done other than us winning because we cheated, then there's nothing we can do. And so honestly, it's like after this Luhnow interview, like what's the point of talking about it? Because you're only going to, the Astros fans are like, yeah, we still won. We're champs. Everybody else. No, you're not champs. You know, you can only win by cheating. Oh, look, you haven't won since then. You've fallen.
You went to the World Series in 2018. ALCS in 2018 again.
Right.
You're cheating.
Right. And then you went to the World Series. You weren't cheating. But, well, who's to say you weren't cheating? And who's to say? And I even saw it this year. The Astros got to be cheating in the playoffs if they're performing like this. And it's like, you know what? Astros fans, don't go back and forth with people. People, irrational people, you can't deal with them rationally. You decide for yourself. Do you believe Jeff Luhnow? I'll decide for myself. And at the end of the day, Jeff Luhnow is the one that's got to live with this. Not you, not me. It's the team that you guys root for. It's the team that Eric and I analyze, and we crunch the numbers, and we try to give y'all the best Astros analysis out there. I mean, we aren't top 25 just because. We are top 25 because you listeners support us, and we appreciate that. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to shy away from my opinion. I believe Jeff Luhnow on his face. I don't know if it's the whole story. That's my concern. What else over the years, Eric, is going to come out about this? And what else are we going to find out? That's my concern.
When you have people, like, not to make fun of John Boy, but the people out there who have that vendetta against the Astros. And we saw what John Heyman said over after the Astros were eliminated. He said, thank you, Rays. You did the best thing that you could have done for baseball. And I think the best thing for baseball would have been an Astros Dodgers World Series, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because, dude, did you see like Dave Roberts? He's like, this is our moment. This is our time. And like Dave Roberts is like, he's like, I got to win a World Series or I'm going to get fired. Like he's like playing like a man that's about to lose his job. Cause I guarantee you, if they don't win the World Series, he's probably not going to last much longer in LA. I just don't see it. But that would have been a perfect storyline, because then the Astros, a sub 500 team who hasn't been cheating, and then this Dodgers team who was cheated out of the World Series, they duke it out. And I mean, that series would have probably gone to seven games. And I really hope the Rays beat the Dodgers. If you're going to ask me who I want to win, I want the Rays to win. I don't want the Dodgers to win. The Dodgers are the National League version of the Yankees for me. Like, I have the Yankees in the American League, and the Dodgers are my Yankees in the National League. I don't want them to win.
Yeah. So, and this the interview goes on and on. We could spend 24 hours kind of talking about this one little thing. But the bottom line is, he wanted to come out to try to clear his name. Now it's up for y'all, the listeners, the readers, the people who watch that video. This is not just Astros fans. This is across baseball. You have to interpret what it means to you. Does that make you feel a little bit better about him? Does that make you all mad at that you got fired? All this is on your hands now. So what happens with this? Like, are you going to not support the Astros because of this? Or what's going to happen is all on your hands right now. But Jeff Luhnow did what he needed to do. He came out and basically said, I didn't do it, Shaggy. It wasn't me. And basically he just,
it wasn't
that.
Me.
And I think we're probably going to see something like that with AJ Hinch sometime soon, because once the World Series concludes, he can become a manager, and there's a lot of talk about him maybe going to the White Sox, maybe the Tigers. Yeah. If I had a choice between the two, I don't think it would be a big choice. I mean, one team's closer than the other team, but AJ Hinch is going to have to come out, and he's going to have to, I know he's already kind of released a statement, but he's going to have to come out and say his side of the story. Then Alex Cora, if he wants to come back into baseball, he's going to probably have to come out with his side of the story. And so this is not the end of it. This is just one man. And why did he do it now? Well, it's not going to distract the Astros today. Go ahead.
Right. And I think that's important. That is a key side note that a lot of people are not going to key in on. That's an excellent pickup, Eric. See, that's why people love this show, because we pick up on these things. Like, that is it right there. He was concerned about the Astros, and he wanted the Astros to be successful. He didn't want to be a distraction. That tells me that the guy genuinely cares about the Astros. And why would he come out and deny something to further hurt a club or throw it? Because everybody's like, oh, he's going to throw Altuve under the bus. He's going to throw all these guys under the bus. And he didn't. He did the exact opposite of that. So,
yeah, I mean, he threw people under the bus, but
he
didn't really say names.
He did not name names.
Like the PR person, I'm like, who is that?
He's like, he's 6'5" and drives a.
Alrighty, so for tomorrow's podcast, we're gonna go ahead and talk a little bit about George Springer. I know there's some tweets out there about, can the Astros afford to keep George Springer? Can they not? And how much will it affect? And so we'll talk about George Springer tomorrow, but we just want to do a special podcast kind of talking about this, but we're not going to bring it up. If some people want us to answer specific questions, we'll bring it up. But I think we need to just kind of let this go with time. Yeah. It will let go itself too. So if you want to hear some more about this, don't forget to go check out our friends solely at the Locked On MLB podcast. I'm sure you can go check out our friends over at the Locked On Dodgers podcast, or the Locked On, or Stacy over at the Locked On Yankees podcast, or who else? I guess the Red Sox technically.
Hey, let me say this. Go check out the Locked On Dodgers podcast. They do a really good job.
Right.
We garner the number one and number two spot with the Locked On MLB network right now. We're the two highest rated shows in the Locked On MLB network. And so Locked On Dodgers, even though I'm not rooting for them, I'm rooting for them to lose. I believe it's Jeff Snyder, right?
Snyder and Ulysses, or no.
No, that's Ulysses is with
that's
the Rays.
That's the Rays, yeah.
So, hey, go listen to the Rays, podcast. Those guys do a bang-up job. And, you know, we may be at odds at times. You know, we may argue back and forth. But at the end of the day, they're part of our network. Go support them. Go listen to them if you want a good World Series perspective. And maybe tomorrow night, Eric, on our show, we can maybe talk a little bit about what we think about that, even though we are Locked On Astros.
Alrighty, so that's all we got, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Go Stros, and good luck, Jeff Luhnow, trying to get a job in baseball, because it's going to be hard. but we're rooting for you, buddy.